Have you tried to get a teenager to put down their devices? This summer, students at Washington Latin Public Charter School in Washington, D.C. were challenged to do just that. Their principal offered $100 to every student who successfully avoided cell phones, televisions, and video games for 11 consecutive Tuesdays. Just Tuesday. 70 of the 160 students offered the No Tech Tuesday Challenge tried it. Just 36 successfully completed it. Here's a taste of how it went.
My name is Liza Catania, and I'm in eighth grade. It was really hard when I was just in my house and I had like a do nothing day. I didn't really know what to do because normally I'd be like, I'd call my friends and ask if they wanted to like hang out or something like that, but I couldn't. I would have to either use the landline, which is like ancient. I would close my eyes and ask my mom to look on my phone and give me the number of one of my friends. And then I would use this landline and call my friends. And normally, like, I almost never got anyone because they didn't know the number, so they thought I was, like, a telemarketer.
My name is Zoe Edelman. I am in ninth grade. When I was making plans with my friends, my parents would be like, ha-ha, this reminds me of when I was a kid and we had to make plans the old-fashioned way. I would make sure my activities with my friends, like when I hung out with my friends, weren't inside the house. Like they were like, we're going somewhere new and fun, like a museum.
My name is Lydia Moore, and I'm a freshman at Washington Latin. I actually had to set a reminder on my phone for Monday nights that the next day was Techless Tuesday, which I thought was interesting that I can't even remember what day of the week it is on my own anymore. I'm honestly surprised that 36 people completed it and that 70 even tried to begin with.
My name is Logan Blair, and I'm in eighth grade. I knew I wasn't going to complete it, and I ended up not. I was at a basketball game with my friends, and so they were playing, and everybody was on the phone and everything. I had no one to talk to. No one was conversing. So I kind of reached in my backpack, took out my phone, and checked everything. And it was, I felt disappointed in myself, actually. A friend of mine dropped out a good week into it. I was like, come on, man. And because they stranded me doing it as well, and so
my name is Luca Campanovo. I'm in eighth grade now, and I go to Washington Latin Public Charter School. No Tech Tuesday has, like, affected me in a way that, like, my brain doesn't automatically think, I'm bored, oh, I'll just play Xbox or I'll get on my phone. So, like, I actually feel like I'm doing other things a lot more. Like, there's this one time, it was Tuesday, I was coming back from New Jersey with my family, and I talked with my parents for, like, 4 hours. I actually learned a lot about them, like how they met and things like that. It made me feel, like, better, I guess.
Imagine that. Some of the students who took the No Tech Tuesday Challenge at Washington Latin Public Charter School, a story produced by WAMU's Kate McGee.